This is Snake. Do you read me, Otacon?
Loud and clear, Snake.
Kept you waiting, huh? I'm at the sneak point.
Everything going okay?
Stealth camo's busted. Landing impact.
We must have overused it. Sorry, but you're gonna have to deal with it. You're not in the military anymore.
Right. I didn't plan on relying on this gadget anyway.
The private sector's not so bad, is it? Privacy guaranteed?
I'm happy as long as no one gives me any more unwanted gifts.
You mean that thing with Naomi?
And I can't say I miss the chattering nanny.
Mei Ling's not so bad. That reminds me, I have to get in touch with her again about that new Natick flashware.
Diverting toys from the SSCEN again? Look, give her a message from me. Someone will find out, sooner or later. She's better off assuming it sooner and quit while she's safe.
Too true. Okay, Snake, let's get to work. You know how the technical specs of Metal Gear were sold on the black market after Shadow Moses?
All Ocelot's doing.
Exactly. And now every state, group, and .com has its own version of Metal Gear.
Not exactly a classified weapon for today's nuclear powers.
This new one seems to have been designed to wipe the floor with all the other models. The only consistent description is that it's an amphibious, anti-Metal Gear vehicle.
That explains why this one is under Marine Corps jurisdiction.